This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. In 1981, the town of Badger celebrated its 75th anniversary. Part of how they commemorated that event was to publish a book about the formation of their town called Pioneers in Progress. One of the stories I thought you might find interesting was about P.O. Frickland, whose collection of miscellaneous artifacts formed the basis for the Roseau County Historical Society and Museum in Roseau. Here's the story. One of the early pioneer businessmen who came to Badger and whose name will never be forgotten was Per Olaf Frickland, more affectionately known as P.O. Born in Lima, Dalarne, Sweden in 1873, he came to the United States with his parents in 1882, settling in Minneapolis. In 1899, he came to Badger. While in Badger, he was engaged in the mercantile business with T.P. Anderson, the store being known as Anderson and Frickland. He also served as postmaster from 1913 to 1917. His building is one of the oldest remaining business buildings still in use. It was remodeled by John Schuberg Sr. and is part of the Seed House complex. It may truly be said that Mr. Frickland's business enterprise was his sideline, so to speak, and he is not so much remembered for that. He was a true naturalist, possessing the characteristics associated with that type of person, friendly and helpful in a quiet manner, but always ready to promote good entertainment. For this, and for the skill he demonstrated through his hobby of discovering and preserving nature's beauties and wonders, and for his collection of various artifacts, enough to start a museum, he will always be remembered. As a hobby in his early days in Badger, he began a taxidermy shop. He became an expert at this, and the displays he had in his store and later in the post office windows were fascinating. As the size of his collection grew, it was displayed at a room in the local school. Later, in 1920, when he was elected clerk of court for Roseau County, he moved to Roseau, took his young museum with him, and nurtured it on to adulthood. Mr. Frickland's name will be found in several places as you read accounts of community activities and view pictures. He liked people and showed this in several ways. He would share his Edison phonograph, the type with the cylinder record, by setting it up in Luna Park on summer evenings so people could come and enjoy its music. Luna Park, removed to Roy's building, the Gamble store, and Obert's shoe shop, and replaced them with lots of trees and lawn, and Luna Park would be restored. Another favorite place was P.O. Frickland's homestead in Stafford Township, where many a picnic and gathering was enjoyed. Mr. Frickland was married to Anna Nyquist of Kirkhoven, Minnesota, who was residing at the Greenbush Nursing Home at the time the book was published. Mr. Frickland passed away in May of 1948. The Frickland Memorial Museum at Roseau, one of the finest in the state, is a most fitting tribute to P.O. On the same page of the book with that story of P.O. Frickland was included a small newspaper clipping from 1907, which I'll read. Sam Hansen and T.O. Melby shot a lynx Monday morning near the former's place as they were starting for town. Their dog chased it into a tree, and Mr. Melby kept watch while Mr. Hansen got his gun. They brought the carcass to town and sold it to our local taxidermist, P.O. Frickland, who will mount it. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.